I always kind of worry. I got off a plane the other day in some place in Idaho, and the same deal happened. I walked in the room and walked right straight up to the podium. Never took a breath. I didn't have a clue who was in the room. So this is kind of a repeat of that sort of deal. So
we're HSUS.
I'm probably more prepared for that. You know, they do a pretty good job of training me, you know, and I'm just a talking head here, so it's whatever somebody's poured into me is kind of what you get. But I appreciate the opportunity to come and talk to you a minute. Those of you that were there yesterday, you kind of heard my views of what I want to work on this year. And probably the biggest thing that I'm going to ask of producers in the country is a sense of increased advocacy. I want them to work really hard at taking ownership and what we do and telling that story. And I guess the biggest reason that I agreed to come and talk to you is because you guys are really good at that. And I get the opportunity to write an article in a newspaper once a month. I've done it for 3 or 4 years or something like that. I'm not very good. It takes me hours. And that's why I get into trouble. I struggle, you know, to put together this little column about what we're doing at the ranch. Well, that has gone on to, I'm telling about what I'm doing on this job. But it's also an opportunity for me to tell what we do at NCBA. And unfortunately, we're preaching to the choir when I'm doing that. What I'm going to ask of you folks today, you all grew up in an industry that I know very little about. Most of you have got degrees in journalism, and you know how to write and those sorts of things. I have to ask you to weigh in with us. You've got friends and colleagues in the country that maybe are in sister publications or newsprint places and whatever avenue that they've taken, and I have to ask you to reach out to them. When you see stuff that's just not right, and there's plenty of it out there these days, I have to ask you guys to weigh in. And if you don't know the answer, call me. I'd be delighted to do a quote or whatever they want. Put them in touch with a real producer that'll tell them the truth. And some of this BS that's out there just needs to come to a screeching halt. And I have to ask you guys to help me with that. We can only do so much, but I know that the outreach that many of you have, you could really make a difference. And I have to ask you that. That's all I really came here to say today. And I'm not going to give you a big speech. I've enjoyed a lot of the stuff that I've seen, and I've had problems with some other stuff. You may or may not have seen. I'm on a little bit of a campaign that if I see stuff that's not right, we're going to answer it, and we're going to answer it pretty quickly and pretty forcefully. So those of you that perpetually want to be negative, step up. You know, the line's going to be right outside the door, and I'll go to battle with you. And those of you that want to be positive, thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity. So, you got questions? I like to be pretty low key on these. Anybody want to ask anything?
What newspaper do you write for?
Illinois Agri News. It's once a month. I'm not very good. You'll notice that. Unfortunately, you know, fortunately for everybody that reads it, my word processor does have spell check, and I use it, and it takes me quite a while to wade through an article with the spell check, you know. But I do have noticed that if I fail to, you know, when you're sitting there typing it, this is my experience. When I'm sitting there typing, man, I'm thinking, man, I'm a two-finger guy, you know. That's the deal. Oh yeah, with two fingers. The thumbs are out completely, but sometimes the way it flows doesn't work the way I thought. And if I'm in a big hurry, and usually these get written in like 4 in the morning. I'm an early morning guy. I get up when I'm fresh, you know, and I type this thing, and then my kids are calling, and I'm rushing out the door, and I don't reread it. And then on Thursday when it comes out, I go, oh, geez, I should have reread it. You know, I try to get somebody else, and I assume that Martha Bloom, who's the gal at the paper, she will reread it. I've decided she's a busy gal, too. Because sometimes she doesn't reread it, and sometimes this just didn't make no sense, you know. But mostly about what we do on the ranch, and like I said, now I've been rolling in NCBA, little tidbits, membership stuff, that kind of stuff. It's been working pretty good. So, anybody else? I appreciate the time just to run over here. I just met with the Korean trade embassy deal. We're trying to get something done there, and it's kind of heady stuff, you know. You get to meet these guys that hopefully are going to put some more money back in my pocket and pockets of all the producers out there, and that's what it's all about. So it's kind of fun to go meet them. And after you sit down and you figure out that this one guy can actually speak English, you know, it's fun to do those sorts of things. And understand that some of the same problems that we've got in this country are worldwide. And it was kind of interesting to sit down and chat with him this morning. So appreciate the time. Thank you very much.